This is KCUR 89.3. Last year, Kansas lawmakers were shocked to learn that foster care system had lost track of more than 70 kids. Yesterday, KCUR's Peggy Lowe reported on how some of them fall victim to sex traffickers. Today, she talks with Sherman Smith, the Topeka Capital Journal reporter, about how bad the problem really is and how state officials are trying to fix their broken foster care system.
Sherman, take me back to that day at the Kansas legislature when an executive in the Brownback administration told Kansas lawmakers about the missing children from foster care.
This was October of 2017, and Phyllis Gilmore was the DCF secretary at the time. I think the lawmakers, including then-Senator Laura Kelly, were just shocked that by her attitude toward the number of missing kids. There were about 80 missing at that time, and there were some that she didn't even know were missing. But her response was basically, this is within the national average.
We looked into how many kids had run away from the Kansas Department for Children and Families. What's going on, Sherman?
Kansas added thousands of kids to the foster care system over the past 8 years, and it created this severe instability within the system. They struggled to recruit enough homes to house these kids long-term, and you wind up with a situation where children who enter the system are bouncing from emergency home to emergency home night after night. You know, this instability, it's twice as bad as what you would see on a national average, and it really leads to kids deciding, you know, I can take care of myself and live on the street better than this.
And then there's this subset of runaways. We found 13 girls who were in state custody, ran away, fell into sex trafficking, and were then prosecuted as criminals. I spent some time at the Center for Combating Human Trafficking, where I met three girls who all told me that the system failed them. They didn't want to be identified for fear of retaliation. Here's a woman, now 21.
I mean, in the foster care system, it's hard because it's like it's endless. Like, I was only in foster care because I was trafficked, not because they took me out of my parents' home. It was just never going to end until I turned 18, so it was really hard for me to stop running away.
Another one of the survivors, who's now 17, she's been in and out of the system since she was 10. She echoed that futility.
When you try to sit there and grab onto something that you want in your life, somebody's just trying to rip it out. And so I don't know what else to do, you know? Like I told her yesterday, I said, I'd rather sit in jail, for real. I'd rather sit in jail than be out here.
That same girl told us that at first they're treated like victims. They want to rescue these girls. Then at some point, law enforcement decides that the girls, although still minors, and they are being forced into trafficking, they suddenly are looked at as criminals.
I'm still looked at as a perpetrator. I'm still looked at as my charge, and it's hard to really put yourself in that victim setting, you know, when everybody's pushing to you as you're a perpetrator and you did this and you deserve what you got, you know?
We sat down with Tanya Keyes, the Deputy Secretary for the Department for Children and Families, and talked to her about her approach to this problem, and it's clear that it's different than what we saw under Phyllis Gilmore.
I think in April, we were as high as perhaps 93, 94 children who had, you know, at a point in time were on run. We've been able to reduce that. And about for the past a couple of months, it's been at 60 or fewer. We know we need to do better. One is too many.
A much different reaction than that of the Brownback administration. Now, Keyes told us, DCF has launched a 10-member special response team that's working on preventing, recovering, and engaging runaway children. I'm sure Kansas lawmakers will have something to say about that this coming January.
That was KCUR reporter Peggy Lowe talking to Sherman Smith, a Topeka Capital Journal reporter, about their investigative look into the Kansas foster care system. For more on this series, go to kcur.org or cjonline.com.